El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is consistently called out as one of the safer, calmer pockets in El Cajon, a suburban hillside area with larger lots, custom homes, and a genuinely quiet feel. Listing descriptions lean hard on views, space, and proximity to schools and shopping. Fletcher Hills and Rancho San Diego carry similar reputations, established, mid-tier, family-oriented, and more polished than central El Cajon. Residents praise the suburban calm. The gripes are typical: car dependent, not a walkable scene. Safe and solid is the honest summary. On rent, Zillow pegs the typical El Cajon rent at $2,277 per month as of June 2026, flat year over year, 0.0% change. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon. It's a smaller city, so Zillow is the benchmark here. Now the real listings. The priority is a house or ADU with a garage, room for a classic truck. 514 Shady Lane, Unit A, is a two-bed/two-bath single family at $2,395 per month, about 1,088 square feet, right in line with Zillow's typical rent, solid value. Confirm garage and in-unit laundry availability directly. 1248 Bostonia Street, Apartment C, is two-bed/two-bath at $2,700 per month, 2,938 square feet. 15420 Old Highway 80, space 187, is $3,200 per month, 1,280 square feet, more space, higher price. 3231 Dehesa Road, Unit 40, is the largest at 1,371 square feet, $3,400 per month. Ask every one of them about the garage. If a house or ADU isn't available, Alta Apartments at 346 Jamacha Road rates 4.6 stars on Google across 77 reviews. That's a strong signal. Park Point Apartments at 2450 Hilton Head Place rates 4.4 stars across 390 reviews. Volume like that means you can trust it. Both are solid fallbacks for a two-bed, two-bath with in-unit laundry near the $2,277 Zillow benchmark. Tap below to see current photos and availability.